Today we are profiling hidden gems in the community, brought to you by Peterborough and the Kawarthas Tourism. PTBOtoday.ca's Paul Rellinger caught up with Fran Fernley to talk about Zimart.
You've been around, as we talked about, since 2000 you opened. It's pretty incredible. Is it your sense, when we talk about hidden gems, that there's a fair number of people out there that are come to see Zimart and see the sculptures and are surprised that we have something like this and, you know, like just really didn't know?
Absolutely. I would say we're in our 23rd year. I would still say that maybe half of the new people who come talk about, you know, even though they may have been living in the area forever or for the last 20 years, they just heard about it from a neighbor or they just read an article in the Toronto Star or whatever it is. And they seem absolutely amazed that they've never heard of it before. So, yes, one can be a hidden gem after 23 years for sure.
And as the founder and I guess for sake of a better word, the curator, you know, does your joy lie in their excitement, in their discovery, if you will, of the sculptures and what you're doing at Zimart?
Absolutely. You know, because they may have had, say, somebody has recommended that they come and visit the gallery, but it's hard to describe, even if you've looked at the website. So we'll very often find people showing up who are just literally aghast that there's something on this scale of this quality connected with a culture on the other side of the world in the middle of rural Ontario. They're still trying to piece it all together as they drive into the parking lot. Yeah, for sure.
Fran, you had a dream and a vision, obviously, all those years ago when you returned from South Africa, and you realized that you made it happen. But even after all these years, are you still, I don't want to say surprised at how well Zimart is doing, but you must be, well, for sake of a better word, you're clearly delighted, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Yes. And, you know, we've got sort of a mix of very loyal people who've been coming here since the very beginning and recommending us to their friends and family and so on. And then actually quite a lot of people who discovered us over COVID because they were looking for outdoor venues that were perhaps, you know, free or, you know, certainly open to a family of all generations. So, you know, just the way in which it's built over COVID, despite the fact that we were missing an artist being here, was actually very gratifying. And I think speaks to the fact that people really are searching, you know, searching for places within their community or within their province that they can support and that they can learn from and, you know, get enthusiastic about.
Yeah, you certainly check all those.
Still open through Thanksgiving Monday.
Absolutely, Fran. Well, we'll pass that message on. Thank you so much for making the time. I know you're busy, and it's much appreciated. It really is.
Thank you, Paul. I very much appreciate it, too.
To listen to all of our hidden gem features, you can click the link below.